Welcome to the audio excerpts of special seminars and conversations with Nalin Narula on GettingPositiveKarmaNow.com.
So Mansi has a question.
Yes.
Mansi, please go ahead and ask a question.
Sir, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mansi.
Sir, actually, I've been thinking for the past 2-3 days about this thing that, you know, you just mentioned that you never told us about, you know, the source is Krishna.
Right.
Because, and I've been just thinking that, that you know, how come now, we've been connected with the center for so long, and it is now that, you know, we know that is that Krishna is the source. But sir, I was also thinking that then we were also never told about the demigods. What are their position, or should we follow or not follow? So I was just wondering, sir, was there any connection that, you know, that we were never told about what?
So what you are asking is, what is the reason we were never told? Is
yes,
that your
sir.
Question? Okay, so then say that, no? Instead of going
yes.
such a roundabout way. It's all right. Yeah.
But you told us this long time.
I had mentioned this, but I didn't stress it. And usually it is when people are first coming to Reiki, they are not focused on Krishna or anything. They are running around with the demigods in our cultural tradition mostly. And they are looking for, you know, begging for favors from every day, Baba, day. But whoever gives me, I will take it. It's like the beggar story, you know, okay, demigods give me, Reiki give me, it's all the same to me as long as you give me something. So, okay, so now you found, got attachment to Reiki because you found it's giving you more than what you got the other ways. And then you become steady in that knowledge, and then the Bhagavad Gita gently introduces you to this idea over time. That what is the source of Reiki, what is the source of all things? Since you already attached to the demigod concept or the Krishna concept or thinking about it, culturally it's there in everybody's knowledge somewhere. Whether the knowledge is right or wrong is a separate issue. But we know, you know, Krishna is supposed to be God, Vishnu is God, somebody is God. We have that idea. So then you are introduced to the correct knowledge. So once you are introduced to the correct knowledge, then it is up to you, depending on your capability, to absorb it and to take it. Why do you think there are only about 40-50 people here today? It's because the others are not connected in that sense to understanding the importance of it. So there may be other people who are now working with other levels, going to demigods, doing upais, doing this, doing that, as ma'am was promoting. And the major conflict was that when I would say it's not necessary, so then it became an issue. So ultimately you have to do what is the right thing in terms of the understanding and the knowledge. And the higher always trumps the lower. It always supersedes it. So any sacrifice of the lower can be made for the higher. So the knowledge is also a sacrifice. It's a knowledge yagya. Because it involves sacrificing other things in your life that come out of your knowledge. So if you have the knowledge and you are actually sincere about it, then you have no option but to proceed on that path no matter what. So a lot of the time, the beginning healers are not ready to do that. So if they are not ready, they should not be forced, and they should not be in a position to artificially jump to some position like that. So therefore, all in the due course of time. Now, the lectures are available online. Anybody can access them, healers, non-healers, healers who are physically and ideologically with us at the center, of healers who may be ideologically not with us. Everybody can access it. And I see from my Twitter feed that there are a lot of people who are on the other side with ma'am, who are working with ma'am, for example. They are actually subscribing to my Twitter feed, and presumably a number of them visit the lecture page and they listen to these lectures also. So who knows, at some point they will get some understanding or they may not get. But it's available. It's available freely. But people may choose or to connect with it or not connect with it.
Okay.
So you have the right connection, you have the right inspiration to connect with this knowledge, so you'll connect with it. There are other healers in your family or in your circle who may not connect with it. So it's a matter of being ready for this knowledge. So when you're ready, you'll find it. It's not hidden. But it is not said right in the beginning, because the reason is simply this, that Reiki is a universal life force energy and has nothing to do with your other faiths. It's available unconditionally, whether you believe in Krishna or you don't. It is irrelevant. But because it is a Lakshmi energy, it is going to inspire you to the direction of Krishna ultimately. So everybody who is a Reiki person, a KQ person, will eventually come to Krishna. Because in the heart, Lakshmi Devi is there and she is going to inspire that person to come there. Maybe in next lifetime, maybe 10 lifetimes, we don't know. The more stubborn you are, the longer it will take. That's the only thing. Yes, Jagjit.
So Master, eventually is it the divine or the Lakshmi aspect of the divine that is defining when a person comes to you?
No. It is up to you. They are only monitoring you and helping you along the way. They are not defining, okay, now this is the time you need to go to Krishna. No. It is your readiness. Again, it is only a matter of your own development. So when we talk of spiritual development, we talk about this only. That how ready are you to take the next step? Because the next step could mean losing your whole family. It could be walking out on benefits in your work, in your life. It could be, giving up the lesser for the higher. So the lesser could be holding you back because of some family considerations. Okay, you renounce it. Finished. Over. Because this is the higher path.
So when I hear you, is it the persona, Jagjit or whoever is sitting here, that is supposed to take a decision? Or
yes.
Some aspect of you?
Right? See, there is the soul. Above that is the super soul, the Paramatma aspect, which is the Kshirodaksha expansion of Vishnu in your heart, at your crown chakra in your heart. And you are also, the Atma is at the crown chakra. Divine is in two chakras above that. And both of you are listening. So the soul is in knowledge, but in illusion for the time being because of the false ego. When the mind and intelligence are connected to the healing energy by focusing your attention there, gradually what happens that the soul becomes less in illusion and less in thrall to the material nature. Because the false ego aspect is reducing. We have stressed this very strongly throughout our teaching right from beginning, that the main culprit is the false ego only. And if you heal the false ego, then you have what I can say is a transparent false ego. Then when it's transparent, then you can see the reality. Otherwise, it's an illusion. I am this, that and the other. I'm occupying this position in this body. But I'm actually only a rider in this body. It's almost like a split personality situation is happening. It's a schizoid condition of the human race, that there is the true personality and then there is the assumed personality, and it is false because it is constantly changing, it is not steady like the true personality. So when the true personality is revealed, then that being starts following these courses automatically, what have been described as devotional service. You ultimately come to that point and start following, and many of those points the person is already achieving unknowingly. So many times we have said in our beginning, Reiki classes also, that as you do your healing, you will automatically align to the side of following certain rules and regulations on your own. It's naturally happening to you. And then when you have the knowledge, that will take you, if you need certain willpower or a certain amount of dedicated work to overcome those things, then you will work at it. So that's when you need the knowledge. So who is listening, the one that needs to understand is Jagjit plus one. The plus one is your original one, and Jagjit, the personality or the false ego, needs to understand that. And if the false ego aligns with the soul self and the divine, that is the best. Krishna has described that it is like two birds sitting on a branch. The super soul is there, and then the soul, the illusion soul, is there. And the higher bird is willing to help you and talk to you and tell you and guide you, if you are willing to take that guidance. So it's a matter of your willingness. You only have to be willing, and you have to be ready to do what is needed to fix things. If I'm only going to be worried about, you know, I'm using Reiki to solve only my material problems, and the day it doesn't solve my material problems, then I'm looking for something else, which happens very often. Then you have not understood what Reiki is all about. And that's why people drop out and then come back after years. Because Reiki doesn't give up on you. Somewhere along the line, the thought will come, you know, what is this? Was I not better when I was in that position? Was I not better when I was in that condition? When I was doing my healing work, was I not better? So that will gradually come. So the troublesome thing is the over-attachment to the material aspect. It's not expected to go away overnight, because a lot of our attachments are coming out of our obligations, our debts that we owe. If I have a family, I have to educate my children, I have to get them married, I have to get them settled. All those things are there. That's part of your duty. So you execute that duty of yours. And then at the end of it, then what's left? If people are thinking, I have to get my children married and that's it, and if they have a difficult marriage, then I'm in trouble. Why are you in trouble? It's their problem, not yours. You need to focus on your ultimate goal, which is service to Krishna under all circumstances. So if you have that one pointed focus, there are two aspects to healing. One is moksha, liberation from birth, death, old age and disease. But that is not enough. We need service to Krishna. So you are already doing some service to Krishna, but then if you do in a dedicated way, actually service to Krishna, in a Krishna conscious way as being described in the Bhagavad Gita, then you are in a most powerfully placed situation to execute and go towards your final goal of life, which is liberation and spiritual service to Krishna directly. So the entity known as Jagjit, that is covering up the Atma of this entity, needs to allow the Atma to connect with the reality. And that can be only if Jagjit is fearless. So how that fearlessness is coming is by connecting to the healing energy, by connecting to the understanding of it. Then he can connect. And that's happening as a natural process.
So it's more like an awakening.
Yes, it is an awakening, absolutely. It is an awakening.
Awakening at what
we are
doing. I think every time I stop, I say, what am I doing?
Yeah, what are you doing? And yeah, you need to question what you are doing. See, a lot of it has to do with when you say, what am I doing? Then there's a lot of judgment also involved, and then you need to be careful about that. You need to be forgiving of yourself. And out of that comes the ability to forgive others.
You've been listening to a discussion with Nala Narula on www.gettingpositivekarmanow.com.